I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hi, I'm Robin.
And I'm Chris. Together we're the Gen X couple. Take two,
but nobody's fault.
Yes.
It was the downstairs neighbor's fault, actually. We're in San Diego. We're at my sister-in-law, brother-in-law's, and nephew's condo, and the people downstairs started making a racket, so we had to stop the recording. We're in San Diego this week, and we actually have an update to our Gen Z slang episode. We've got a very, very, very special guest here, my nephew Jonah.
My godson.
Yes, Chris's godson. Oh, that's the first time I've ever slipped in this podcast. When we first started the podcast, I said, do you want to be Chris or do you want to be Christian? And he said, Chris. So I usually call him Christian, and that's the first time I've slipped. But anyway, so we have Jonah here. Jonah, how old are you?
I'm 16.
You're 16. Mm-hmm. And he is up on the Gen Z slang. So I had said, hey, we've got all these words. Do you want to be on the podcast? Because these are words that we didn't include in our first episode. And he's going to explain them. He was gracious enough to be on the podcast. And he's going to explain what some of these words mean. Because I could never get it across to you guys the way he could, because he's an expert. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go through the list I have on my phone, and Jonah is going to tell you what they mean. So the first one I have is selling. So what does selling mean?
Selling means you're ruining something for yourself or someone else.
Okay.
So like, imagine you're doing like a group project and everyone else there is doing like pretty good, and there's just this one guy who's doing really bad.
Yep.
Then that guy is selling. Or maybe someone was on like a show or something, like America's Got Talent.
Yep.
And like they're fumbling it. That means they're selling. Like,
okay. No, I get it. When I was in college, I took some classes where we had to do team projects.
Mm.
And there was always one person who ruined it for the rest of the team. Every time. Team projects are the worst.
Mm.
So, thank you for that. I didn't realize there was a name. Now I know. Selling. So, the next one I have is Skibbity Riz.
Skibbity Riz is my goat.
Skibbity Dibbity.
Skibbity Riz is my goat, on God. So, Skibbity Riz basically
means... I don't know
what
I knew that meant.
You're, like, it's like Riz...
Riz.
But
what's
like,
Riz? Riz means...
Riz means charisma.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, so you may think that's good enough... But Skibbity Riz is Riz but Skibbity. If that makes sense to you.
Is that good
made
or bad?
Sense.
It's Skibbity.
It's Skibbity Dibbity.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yes.
Is it like Riz on steroids?
It's just Riz but Skibbity.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, thank you. That cleared that up. So I know I had asked you, I had written down gave you a prime, and then you said what, prime was a drink?
Prime's like a drink by Logan Paul. And it's mainly associated with like little kids. It featured in the song Thick of It by KSI.
Okay.
Not much to go about it. It's like, I think it got like a lawsuit for lead poisoning, or maybe that's Lunchly, I don't know.
Oh, Lunchly's on my list too. So what's Lunchly? We'll do that one now.
Lunchly is a collaboration between like the three clowns of YouTube right now, Mr. Beast, KSI, and Logan Paul?
Did you say clowns?
Yeah, like losers.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Well, I knew about Logan Paul and Jake Paul. They're clowns.
Yeah.
Who else is a clown?
KSI and Mr. Beast.
Mr. Beast was good.
Mr. Beast was good, but he got caught up in controversy, and now he's being a sellout. Because, like, he was endangering his workers. Like, some guy named Dog Pack, my goat. I call him Goat Pack.
Okay.
Or Dog Pack, Goat Pack. And he exposed Mr. Beast for, like, all of his, like, unsavory actions around the workplace.
Oh, no. I had no idea. I thought he was out here doing the good work. I didn't
know. Minus 500 aura for Mr. Beast, yeah.
We'll get to the, yeah, thank you. We'll get to that. Aura is on my list. We'll get to that. All right. That's Virginia snorting in the background. Okay.
Minus 500 aura to Virginia.
Yes. That was like awesome.
500 points to Gryffindor house?
I don't know what that means. That's like... minus 500 aura for just saying something I don't know what it means.
You just lost 500 points for Hufflepuff. Is that one of the houses? Hufflepuff?
I wasn't Hufflepuff. I was a Gryffindor.
It's from Harry Potter.
He definitely doesn't know the new term.
Like Peter Griffin, my goat? Peter Griffin, my goat?
No, not Peter Griffin. Gryffindor is part of... one of the houses on Harry Potter.
Is that like British Peter Griffin? Plus 10,000 aura, but minus 10,000 aura for being British.
Oh, Jonah.
You have a lot of goats.
You do have a lot of goats.
There's a lot of greatest of all time.
There, yes. You are one of them.
Aww.
They call me Goat-na for a reason.
Like, yes, clearly.
Greatest of all time, nah, you know.
Nah.
For
that's the last part of my name. Actually, "nut" is slang for Jonah, so, you know.
Jonah, this has been such a learning experience for me. All right, so this, I love this word, Balkan Rage.
Balkan Rage is like rage, but Balkan.
That cleared it up. What does that mean? What does Balkan mean? Is it like the Balkan Islands? What's Balkan?
It means Balkan, but like you don't get it?
Nope.
No.
Like, it's like cat. It's like the cat sat. That's how simple Balkan is. You don't get Balkan?
You're on this.
The cat sat. This is outrage.
But come on, that's like common knowledge. Like,
no, it yes. is.
It's not that common.
How dare us not
it's like
know
the. It's like the word the. Like, the Rizzler, who we'll get into later. Like, do not know what the in the Rizzler means. Like, that's how simple Balkan is.
Well, I don't know what Rizzler means, but I know what the means. Okay, Balkan Rage. So it's just like super mad?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, now the next one I have is Gritty, G-R-I-D-D-Y.
Gritty is a dance.
Okay, where did it come from? Like,
probably like Fortnite? The NFL, which I think is like some like
I said
thing.
Fortnite.
It's kind of related to the gritty, like a subgenre of gritty, I guess, like the NFL. I don't know.
Okay.
No, the NFL guys will do it. Like, they get a touchdown, right? Sometimes?
Yeah. I think they should name gritty. The NFL the gritty NFL, because that's kind of what it's known for now. Like, who cares about football?
That's not where it came from.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
football
fair enough.
Came from
Gen X. You stand corrected by Gen X.
All right.
Minus 500 aura.
Minus 500 aura to Jones.
Should we just talk about auras now? Because you keep saying 500 aura.
Aura
minus 500
is,
aura.
Aura is the vibe you give off.
Like, okay.
So, like, let's say, like, you have good aura, like, positive aura. That means you are cool or you're tough.
Okay.
T-U-F-F, which means cool. And
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
But negative aura is the opposite of that. Like you're a bum.
Oh.
Like you're a dork.
Okay.
A buffoon.
Oh, I love that you brought that word out. Buffoon.
Yeah.
What's the most aura points you can earn?
Infinity aura.
Ooh, infinity aura. Okay.
What? What do you have to do to get infinity aura?
Oh, you gotta be infinity cool.
So I'm infinity aura.
Yeah,
clearly,
definitely.
A couple million.
I saw that face.
A couple million, maybe.
Infinity aura.
There's only one person with infinity aura.
Who's that?
We'll get into him later.
Okay, I can't wait. Super excited about.
We know it's not Mr. Beast anymore.
Yeah, I know. Poor Mr. Beast. I had no idea. All right, so what about glazing?
Glazing, like, let's say there's like a rapper or something you think is like really cool. That means you're glazing them. Like, if you're like, wow, this guy's so cool. Wow, this guy's so cool. Then you're a glazer. You're glazing.
So you're butt kissing.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay, glazing. Got it.
Or gyat kissing, because gyat is slang for butt, so.
Yes, G-Y-A-T, or is it two T's?
It's two T's, gyat.
Gyat, yes.
Gyat, yes.
Doesn't that mean like a big butt?
It means a big yacht, yes.
Okay.
Level 10 gyat. Like
okay. Level 10, yes.
Level right. 10 gyat is BBL.
We don't need to discuss.
We don't need to discuss. Okay. There are kids listening. I don't know. Did I ask you what gooning meant?
We're not talking about
Okay, gooning. So that's vulgar, so we're skipping that. Okay. How about ligma?
Another vulgar one.
Okay. Skip that. What about fiend? F-I-E-N.
The Alexa's not working. I'll just, like, kind of... I don't think we should elaborate. It's a Travis Scott song, and it kind of goes like... Sun is on. There you go. Fiend.
Okay.
Fiend.
Haven't heard it. Okay.
It's like an overplayed song.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, perfect. Okay. Yeah. Got it.
Yeah.
All right. We already did Lunchly. What about Chugy? Cheugy?
I have never heard that word in my life.
That's another dance, I think.
No, it means not trendy, doesn't it?
I don't know. Have never heard Chugy in my life. That's random.
Okay.
That's random.
You might have made
you
that
should've
up.
Known this. You should have known that.
Well, I might have just made it up. How about John Pork?
John Pork? John
is this vulgar?
John Pork is old gen. John Pork is like John Pork is calling. It's like more from 2022.
Oh, so like so long ago.
Yeah, like old gen. Like
who's John Pork though?
John Pork is a pig named John Pork.
Where would I find John Pork if I went to look for him?
If he's calling you.
Where would he call me from?
I don't know John Pork personally, so...
that was the best answer you could have given. Okay, fair enough.
Because it's the correct answer.
Yes. Does he
yes,
have a
yes.
positive or negative connotation?
Negative 500 aura?
It's not connotation, it's aura. Sorry.
Oh.
Negative yes. 500 aura.
John Pork is aura, I'd say.
Just what? Aura?
Well, he does not have aura anymore. Like, mentioning okay. John Pork, minus 500 aura.
Minus 500 aura.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right. I have low taper fade.
What if Ninja got a low taper fade? Alright, we can skip to the next one. That's all
okay.
I know.
Okay. Ninja, he's a rapper?
Singer? Some may say. Some
musician?
May say.
Creator?
He is a Fortnite streamer.
Oh, okay. Okay. So he's on YouTube?
What?
He's on YouTube?
I don't know what he's on at this point.
Okay, but he does.
I have a life. I don't know what he does.
You said Fortnite? Okay. Okay. Alright, how about Mouse Pay?
Mouse Pay? It's like the newest crypto. It's kind of like... Like you go into a store and say, "Do you accept Mouse Pay?" Or "Do you accept do you accept Jaquavius Pork Pay?" Y'all heard that?
I would never say that. What? I don't even know what you just said.
And you come in with a picture of like a mouse, like Mouse Pay. That's Mouse Pay.
Is it legit or is it made up? Could I go into a store and do this, or would I get laughed out of the store?
You should try it.
Depends on your aura. Yeah. Depends on your aura.
Well, I've got infinity aura, I thought.
Then you have enough aura.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. Fair enough.
Only Gen Z would know what she was talking about then, if she had.
Plus 5 million aura.
Okay. Yes.
For me. That's for me, though. Fun. That's for me.
All right, you deserve it. You deserve it for this.
Yeah, because I'm the goat.
You are the goat. How about drippy?
Drippy means, like, your fit is fire.
Your fit is fire. So your outfit is really awesome.
That is like the minus 1 million aura way to say it, but yes.
Oh!
That was a sick burn.
I think you mean
Sigma burn.
Sigma burn, yes. No, that was just an Omega burn. It wasn't Sigma. We'll get to Omega. How about Baby Gronk?
Baby Gronk? I don't like Baby Gronk.
Well, what does it mean?
He doesn't like Rizzler. He doesn't like the Rizzler, and that makes me mad.
But we still don't know who the Rizzler is.
We're not talking about Baby Gronk. He makes me mad.
Okay. Forget Baby Gronk. Bye, Baby Gronk. How about, the next word I have is Junkler.
Junkler? I wish the Alexa was on, because I can show you. Junkler, he's one of my goats. Junkler is a beatbox. It's an image of the Joker.
Like from Batman the Joker?
Or? Yes, but he's his own genre. Like, no, it's more like Batman from the Joker, which is from Junkler. Because Junkler's obviously, like, the most famous subgenre of like DC, like
obviously.
Yeah, to know about like
obs.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. The next word we have is huzz.
Huzz is husband, like a romantic interest.
Okay.
I'd be okay with
and there's also
huzz.
Bruzz, chuzz.
Chuzz.
Luzz. Buzz.
Was.
Cuz.
Buzz.
Would you be my guzz?
No, I'm Jonah Huzz. Jonah Huzz.
Because you're my godson?
No, I'm Jonah Huzz.
Okay.
Jonah Huzz.
Do those other words have meanings?
Some may say.
Okay. I don't even want to know what they are. I'm just going to start rhyming and call it my own language. The next one I have is funk.
Funk is like Sigma music. Like it gives you Balkan rage. Those who know.
I am experiencing a little bit of Balkan rage. Myself.
Those who know.
So I get it.
Balkan
I do know.
Rage, mango, funk. Mangoes.
All right. Minus 500 aura.
Right, exactly.
Hey, you don't dictate aura. I'm more than you.
If they need to rewind to understand, that's minus 1,000 aura.
At least.
All of you have negative aura.
It's because we're all old, Jonah. All right, how about mango funk?
Mango funk, mango. Next.
Okay. Cat, what does it mean?
I said next. Minus 500 aura for objecting.
Oh my god.
Wow, man.
Is it an inappropriate word?
Mango. Mangoes.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's it?
Okay. It's our usual communication stuff.
Okay. Well,
minus 500 aura.
All right, so the next word is yep, which I think we all know, but it's like an old word that's coming back.
It's like that.
See? I told you you did that when you wanted someone to stop talking.
This rando. Minus 10,000 aura for going off topic.
Minus 10,000 aura, Virginia.
I just want a separate argument, though. I'll have people.
Minus 10 million aura to you. Right now, that's your current aura.
Minus 10 million. Somebody should be keeping track of how much aura we're all losing.
Beta. Overall, beta. I win. The end.
Wow. Virginia, beta. Chris, beta. Robin, beta. Jonah, sigma. That's all we got.
What's a beta?
Beta is like sigma, but bad. Like, it's a bad. Like, there's the rankings.
Like, bad in a good way?
No, like, no. Beta means, like, you're a nerd, you're a dork.
Oh, lovely.
I'm okay with that.
And.
But it means you're smart.
Alpha. No, it don't. Beta is just like.
Okay,
like,
what?
You have no aura.
Okay, Robin and Chris are here for a week. I'm here to stay, so I'm gonna look for a correction on what you just called me.
That's beta behavior.
Ooh, you're in trouble.
Oh, Jonah.
Wait till your father gets home.
Is he a beta?
He's a beta.
It's something a
beta. Betas all around me. Sigma.
It's something a beta would say.
Okay. Yeah, that is something a beta would say. All
right, you guys are being ops.
Everybody else is a beta.
Okay, well, I have op on the list. What's op?
Ops is oppositions like all of you.
But I'm not opposed. You're helping me.
That is true.
Plus 500 aura? No. For giving you 50. A semi-compliment?
50.
Now you're glazing.
She is truly glazing.
Oh, snap. I am glazing. That was an old one. Oh, snap.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good one.
All right. So, did we say what Omega was?
Omega
you
is
were going through
levels.
Level
2. Beta is bad. Alpha is good. Omega is alpha, but better. Sigma is sigma.
Okay. What, the Sigma? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I have this on here, Broke Boy. I forget what you said it was.
Broke Boy, it's like Fiend, but like better.
So it's an overplayed song?
Broke Boy, it's like that.
It's a song. By who?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, me neither. Random. Okay.
You may have to remind people what a Fiend is.
Fiend.
No, it was an overplayed song. Yeah. I remember, because that was just a few minutes ago. My memory's bad, but it's not that bad.
All right.
I put Thick of It on here.
It's a song by the rando KSI. It's really bad and it.
Oh, KSI is a clown.
He is.
I don't know you, KSI. I'm not saying that. That's from Jonah.
No. Right? KSI.
I don't know
like,
who he is. I've never heard of him before.
He's like this guy with a big forehead, and like he's a nerd, and he got mad at like the NTDM because he's a nerd.
Okay, I didn't understand that sentence.
Yep. Next.
Okay. Next. All right. So we already talked about aura. All right. Next, I have buns.
Buns is, like, bad. It's one of my favorites. Like, think of it as buns. Like, that's one of the, like, that's
okay. Okay, fair enough. We got it. All right, how about Chopped?
Chopped is, like, really ugly, like KSI, so, like, yeah.
Oh, God.
I think you should just refer to
poor KSI
words to explain, not, like, words people just heard of 5 seconds ago. Yep.
All right, how about Shoddy?
Shoddy is like huz, like someone you're interested in, okay. Like a romantic interest.
And that's spelled S-H-A-W-T-Y.
Yes.
Yes. All right. How about era?
Era, like, I'm in my Sigma era. plus 500 aura because what I said was Sigma. And you're all in my in the op era because y'all be in ops.
So it has nothing to do with Taylor Swift.
I'm not opposed to you.
Taylor Swift is an op, so I'm not sure.
Why? Why is she an op?
I don't know. That's what everyone's saying.
Oh,
so.
Okay. I don't know.
Okay.
All right. So, op is opposition.
Okay. Yes.
No, Taylor is in her Sigma era.
I'm pretty sure she is.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure
like,
she
I'm
is.
I mess with Taylor, but the masses don't, so she's
no, I'm pretty sure the masses do. Love Taylor.
Yeah, and a lot of them are Gen Z.
You're not
like
in the underground. You're not in, like, the Sigma underground. Oh, yeah.
However, he needs to explain it to be Chris.
Okay.
The Gen Z identifies Taylor as Sigma 100%.
Yes, 100%.
100, yeah.
Yes. She's adorable. She's cute.
She is.
She has some good songs.
She's Sigma.
She is.
He admitted it.
All right, so the next one, and you've said it 1,000 times, GOAT. And that's what?
Greatest
of all?
So like me, basically, like...
Yes.
Like,
I don't
it's
think that's
like,
a Gen Z, though.
I know we don't have this one on the list, but he's like my new character. He's like a GOAT, like a chill guy who low-key don't care.
Low-key, that means...
Like, to a low degree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like... y'all are low-key ops like that.
Gotcha.
Can I share that Jonah once called me the GOAT on his Instagram story?
I did.
So I'm going to stick proof. With that for the rest of my life.
That's sweet. That's very sweet, Jonah. That's very sweet.
My boy.
All right, the next one I have...
That sounds sus.
No cap. The next one I have is the ick, and I think we all know what that is.
That's what y'all are given, the ick, like... It's when you're doing something that does not impress the huzz, so you lose aura.
Right.
Like, you're not being Skibbity Riz, you know? Like.
Yeah.
Say someone likes someone, right? And then they do something embarrassing, then it's like, he's giving me the ick. Like, I'm not pursuing him anymore.
Yeah. It's not giving... It's not what you just said. A better way to refer to it is, so I'm trying to impress the huzz, and I do something that minus 500 aura, the ick, Skibbity Toilet Riz, Balcon Rage.
Oh, my God.
Yes. We're going to go with
Ohio,
that.
Ohio, by the way.
Oh, yeah, Ohio. We did know about Ohio, and I feel bad for the people of Ohio, because I'm sure they're all very nice out there. I don't know why Ohio got this bad reputation.
You're glazing Ohio, minus 10,000 Riz.
I'm not glazing. Ohio. I just feel bad. Ohio is probably perfectly fine. I've never been there.
Ohio is minus 20,000 Riz. So.
If you were named Karen, it would be a lot worse.
I think
that's true.
I think Ohio is like some place in I think Africa. I don't know. I don't really know its origin, but I do
know
that it's
in
like,
the United States.
He was joking.
Minus 10,000 aura. No, I'm being serious. What do you mean I'm joking? You think I joke? Minus 10,000 aura for thinking I joke. Yeah. I am for real here.
I'm never gonna get my.
I'm real.
All right, so what's looks maxing? I think we talked about
looks
this.
Looks maxing is like. You try to have your blow up. Like, let's say I'm Mew for 10,000 aura, John Pork, Mouse Pay, and I am Luke Snaxon. Yeah.
Okay.
Plus 10,000 aura for me for being Riz.
Yes.
What's so funny?
This is stopping to be helpful to people.
This is stopping to be helpful. Grammatical error.
I know. This has stopped to be helpful.
Minus 10,000 aura. Minus 10,000 aura.
All right.
No Riz.
So, what's mewing? I forget.
Mewing
we had this in part one, and I forget.
Like, you put your tongue to the roof. You gotta learn the method. You put the tongue to the roof of your mouth to look smax, and it makes your jawline rizzy.
Yes.
Good pictures.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Thank you. Mm. All right. Next, we're almost done, actually. I have main character, which you gave me.
Main character is like, bro thinks he's the main character. Someone that thinks they're really cool, but they're not.
Okay.
They want to be the star of their own story.
Okay. And you said Pookie is really hot right now?
Pookie is like someone really close. Doesn't have to be a lover. It's like, the Rizzler is my Pookie. Kind of like that.
Yeah. Okay. Like Chris is my Pookie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you could call your best friend Pookie, especially if you're a girl.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, Pookie.
Pookie, you're my fave.
You're my
minus
fave.
1 million.
I agree.
This is a Gen Z podcast, so we can.
Yeah,
throw,
see, Chris has aura. Chris is nonchalant. Like he just says, "I agree." He's a man.
Nonchalant
of few words.
Is Gen Z.
He is a man of few words. We're trying to break him out of
Riz.
His shell with this podcast.
Plus 10 million aura to Chris.
How could Chris possibly talk right now with the three of us?
Chris has 10 million aura.
We're actually almost done. I only have two more. Next one I have is Peak.
Peak is like really good, like me.
Okay, peak.
Or this podcast when I went on it, so.
Yes, plus 10 billion aura for you being on the podcast.
Minus 10,000 aura for glazing.
Oh my god.
You can't win.
I'm trying.
Just yeah, you cannot win when there is a 16-year-old
I'm never going to recover.
Minus 10,000 aura for Virginia for dissing me.
Sorry. I was agreeing with Chris. The best godfather in the world, along with honorary godmother.
Glazing.
Mangoes.
Glazing is correct. Mangoes. I stand by it.
The last one I have, and I assume this is going to include talk about the Rizzler, who you've mentioned like six times, is the Costco guys.
All right.
Oh, I feel like there was an eye roll in there.
No, there was not an eye roll.
Okay.
I'm joyous.
Oh, your face showed me otherwise.
Okay. No, this is just a very serious topic.
Okay, let's...
This is why I do not mess with baby Gronk.
Let's get into it.
Okay.
So the Rizzler is like this kid. He's like my goat. The Rizzler is this kid who's like my goat. He's like my Riz. He's
who
like
is
my Rizzler. He's the Rizzler.
What does he do?
Where would I
find this guy?
He's a part of the Costco guys with AJ and Big Justice. I'm personally seeing a lot of hate for Big Justice recently. I am outraged. Big Justice is my goat. And Rizzler came in to steal his fire. I love the Rizzler, but Big Justice is my goat.
Like, I don't understand what's
he's
happening.
He's an icon.
I know.
So, Big Justice and AJ, one time filmed a video in a Costco. We're Costco guys. Of course we're going to get the brand new chicken bake. We're Costco guys. Of course we've got to get the double chunk chocolate cookie. And then Rizzler came in.
During the video?
No. He just came into the picture.
Oh.
And I love Rizzler. He's an icon.
Yeah.
Yes.
But he's brought too much fame. It's a shame to the humble name of the Costco guys, but... It's brought them into the spotlight. But then everyone's saying, get out to Big Justice. And it's appalling to me.
Yeah, Big Justice is a little kid. That's cool.
Okay. And the Costco guys, like, are on YouTube and they have videos inside Costco.
They're on everything. They're everywhere.
I've never
heard of them. They've been on, I forget who it was because he's a rando. But I know they were on, like, a really famous talk show. But no one cares about anything except them on that talk show. Like, no one cares about the host. Just Big Justice, AJ.
Sounds like an NPC.
Yep.
Guys.
So, like...
Your origin keeps rising.
AJ's their dad, I think. And Rizzler, he's, like, just a god. Like, Rizzler. He's, like, an evangelical being.
I think
he's the closest thing we have to the second coming of Christ.
I think you're glazing the Rizzler right now.
The Rizzler is worthy of glazing because he's evangelical. And Big Justice is, like, his disciple. But people are rejecting Big Justice. And I think that's disgusting.
I need to look at pictures of these people.
I've never heard Jonas say the word evangelical, but I think it's like he's saying something rises up to the level of a Christ-like figure.
Here is Big Justice.
Oh my god, it really is a kid. He's a kid. What is he, like 12?
This is AJ. He's 13.
Oh, okay. I was close.
And where's the...
Who's AJ? Is AJ related to him?
AJ,
why is it a grown man and a 12-year-old?
AJ is like his caretaker, yes.
Oh, okay. Okay, fair enough.
But here he is, the Rizzler. Oh, are you ready? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Hold on.
Jonah's looking up.
This is the Rizzler.
Minus 50 billion aura.
Agree. He has no Riz.
What? End the podcast. I'm leaving.
Oh my god.
Say that.
Oh my god. Jonah, you left your phone. He really left the room.
Unbelievable.
Oh my god.
You have no taste.
Well, the podcast was just about over anyway. Sorry, Jonah. How old is this kid?
He's
gone now.
As old as time. I'm disgusted.
How would you like to sign off in a more positive way?
Yes, Jonah, thank you so much. I'm not glazing. I'm just thanking you for your help in defining these words that we don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't understand any more now than we did at the beginning of the podcast.
So we thank you. And I feel very honored to know that I have done such a great job raising the greatest...
The goat!
Goat human of all time.
Glazers!
With Super Riz. I'm basing it on what you
guys... I know all of this. I know all of this. You guys are glazing minus 10 million aura.
Well, this is what you've had to say throughout the entire podcast, is the awesomeness.
I was raised by the Rizzler.
Were you, or were you raised by your mom and dad?
Some may say. But I think those who know who truly ruse.
I think the Rizzler is younger than you.
He's Gen Z. He was raised by the
internet. Don't understand. Like.
I don't understand.
Humans are older than wolves. But I was raised by the wolves.
Was that a sneeze or a cough?
What?
All right, well, on that note, I think we're going to...
My mom is the goat, by the way.
Yep, thank you.
Okay.
Yep.
We're gonna,
perfect ending.
We're going to call it. So thank you again, Jonah and Virginia, for your help.
Peanut gallery.
Peanut gallery.
And we'll see you later, alligator.
In a wild crocodile.
Riz.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.